بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Yesterday we read a few ahadith in regards to dhikr in the marketplaces and the rewards for making dhikr, and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the places of unmindfulness, which we call ghaflat. A person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at those moments, at those places, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the rewards? And as was mentioned also, to ensure that a person's sustenance, his rozi, his avenue of earning and his spending, all according to Sharia, the commands of our Creator, the Sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is that physically his transactions are correct, and together with that, spiritually also. The ulama explain, one is to earn a halal livelihood. And just as important is to earn the livelihood with the correct aqidah and belief. That my livelihood is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you call correct yaqeen. Like some ulama mentioned, a very high level of iman, that to earn a livelihood with the incorrect yaqeen and conviction, that if I'm not here right now, what's going to happen? If I'm not here right now, what's going to happen? Whatever I'm earning is because of my expertise. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This was the statement of Qarun, whom Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sank into the ground because of his arrogance and haughtiness. He would say that all that I possess is because of my own knowledge, because of my skill, because of my intelligence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked the statement of his. So to earn the livelihood of the correct yaqeen and conviction that whatever Allah ta'ala has given me is an amanat, and the sustenance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so arrogance doesn't come within me. I still remain humble. So together with earning a halal livelihood, is for a person's iman and his yaqeen to be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the life of a believer is always Bismillah. He does everything in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is a very powerful wazifa. If we see the literal translation of Bismillah, we'll find commonly is written in kitabs, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. What about in the name of Allah? So the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this, when Nabi Ali salatu wasalam used to recite Bismillah, is that you can attach many things before Bismillah. For example, we recite Quran Sharif, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most clement. So what in Arabic they say, that because you are reading Quran Sharif, so it will mean Aqra'u Bismillah, I'm reading Quran in the name of Allah. The person, for example, is going to relieve himself. They also, the complete sunnah dua is Bismillah Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Bismillah first. That adkhulu, I am entering the toilet with the name of Allah, with the protection of Allah. So the Bismillah is such a wazifa, or such a powerful statement, that you can attach anything before it. Opening the shop also, aftahu Bismillah. I'm opening the shop with the name of Allah. Without the name of Allah, nothing can open. Physically I can open the shop, but Allah can close the rozi. Or physically, janaza day, I closed the shop, but some deal came through still. Or physically, the shop was closed, but spiritually, it was open. Because I started my day with Bismillah. So here, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam mentions also in the places of heedlessness, unmindfulness, to remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So it shows that a person's heart is connected to Allah. And here, ulama explained the easiest way for a mu'min, and this should be the way, to connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is one in the place of unmindfulness, is to make the dhikr of Allah. And the life of a believer revolves around his salah, around the masjid. That's the nucleus. He's going to work at 7, half past 7, 8 o'clock, but already he's thinking of Zuhur namaz. Where am I going to read Zuhur? What time am I going to make it? He's back from Zuhur, he's thinking of Asr. Then Maghrib, then Isha, the entire day is coming, revolving around his salah. This is the life of a believer. The Shaykh ulama say also, that even a doctor, we find commonly nowadays, alhamdulillah, it happens like that. A Muslim doctor will say, take this medication after Fajr. Take this medication after Maghrib with your meals. Before you should be taking it at 7 o'clock before work. Or take it after work, before you sleep. Muslim doctor will say, take it after Maghrib, take it after Isha, after Fajr. What do you do with your Salah? With your Salah time. But this is the life of a believer. So the places and the instances of heedlessness and mindfulness now connected to Allah. So physically and spiritually is connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So just to recap yesterday what we had mentioned, the virtues of making dhikr in the marketplace, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, it has reached me that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, one who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the places of heedlessness, that is a marketplace, is like the one who remains steadfast in the battlefield. Is that Mujahid who is in the battlefield, doesn't turn his back. Here everyone is going one way, that is to dunya, but in dunya he is going to Jannat, he is going to Akhirat. He is standing his ground and continues fighting, unlike the person who flees on the battlefield. Similarly, one who makes a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place of heedlessness, that is a marketplace, is like a green branch on a dried out tree. Another narration states, one who makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place of heedlessness is like an extremely bright lamp in a dark house. One who makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place of heedlessness is shown his place in Jannah while he is in this world. Al-Qama rahimahullah narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the action most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subhatul hadith. When I asked him what it means, he replied, when everyone is occupied in talking, this person remains engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the riwayat of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, that whoever recites these words in the marketplace will receive 1,000,000 rewards, 1,000,000 sins will be forgiven, and a house will be built for him in Jannah. Some riwayat say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him 1,000,000 stages in Jannah also. Allah will upgrade him. So what's to be read? لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. So this is the wazifa to be read specifically in the marketplace. Allah will give him 1,000,000 rewards, 1,000,000 sins will be forgiven. Allah will build for him a palace in Jannah. Abu Qilaba rahimahullah states, two men met in the marketplace. One said to the other, come, let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place where people are unmindful. Let's make istighfar. So they got together. They did so. After a while, one of them passed away. The other saw him in a dream. The deceased, one of them said to him, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave us the day we met at the marketplace. Because of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's rahmat is upon them. So these are places, my dear brothers, where we can make that $1,000,000 deed of Allah. That when everyone now is going in one direction, I am in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am connected to Allah. So physically, spiritually, I am connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this will draw the barakat and rahmat of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.